Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
SEC Media Days rolling along. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines. We welcome in now Kate Adams, sideline reporter at Cox. Kate, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. What's been the highlight so far? Was it Nick Saban?
Well, if you're talking about today, it would definitely be Saban. He had people surrounding him the entire time he was here. No one could barely get close to him, but he was in a good mood. He didn't have any outbursts today, that's for sure.
Everybody called him Nick or Coach?
You know what? He was actually asked that question. Someone said, if you have to be addressed a certain way, how would you like us to, what would you like us to call you? Would you like us to call you Coach Nick? Nick, coach, head coach, what do you want? And he said, you know what? I have been called every single name under the sun.
That's true.
And honestly, I honestly don't care what you call me. He said, you can call me whatever. But he did say he respected anyone's decision on what and how they would like to be addressed.
He was politician on that comment. He was a politician on that.
He definitely was.
How about Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, saying players have been profiting off NIL, they just haven't been telling anybody.
That was a pretty interesting statement. And, you know, I appreciated that he said that because I think a lot of us know what goes on behind closed doors. And he was bold enough to say it. And I will say one thing about Jimbo. I have never seen someone who can talk faster than that man.
I'm working with him. He can talk every bit as fast. Bobby?
Well, you know, Kate, I can tell you, old school, I don't know about 50 years, but I would say definitely when cable got involved with television revenue and all that, the last 40 years, that is a true statement.
I agree.
A lot of players might be disgruntled, and then they want to expose a particular school and all that, but if you give me something under the table and it's all fine and everything works out, no one says anything. So I'm telling you, that is their true statement that has gone on for decades, which you might think, oh, boy, there's no way. The NCAAs, they're on top of this. They are not. I'm telling you, it has been going on that long.
And he would know.
Yeah.
Jimbo would know better than anybody.
That's been going on. And listen, I like someone that's blunt and honest, really saying how the game is played. Now, I never thought the NCAA had enough investigators, how you're going to police everything and how you're truly going to get to the bottom. But a lot of times when a team gets exposed, it's always because a disgruntled player or something that didn't work out. Somebody's disgruntled. It's never been something that they've reaped the benefits and things have worked out.
A little bit of jealousy maybe from some of those.
Yes, without a doubt.
He's getting this, why am I not getting that?
without a doubt.
Kate, one of the things I'll give you an LSU question because you covered LSU for so long that, you know, everybody's this year about a breakout player. And we saw it last year. You know, the freshman quarterback, Max Johnson, at the end really played well. Keyshawn Boutte was unbelievable as a freshman wide receiver for LSU. Is there someone on the roster today you look at as a breakout player that you would say, I want to watch him because I think he can be a superstar player in 2021?
Well, I definitely think Ali Gay, especially with all the pass rush game that we have, he's built like an NFL guy. He's got a ton of athletic skills. We saw a little bit of it last year, but think there's more to come from that. And Jack Besh out of STM, the freshman, I think he's going to show us some stuff. And I'm really excited, I'll tell you as well, because Derek Stingley now has the potential to play on both sides of the ball. I'm excited to watch him play on the offensive side.
Now, you know, Kate, when you look at it, because I think LSU fans have to take this, all SEC programs or all college programs across the board have to accept this. When you look at the transfer portal, I mean, it's wide open, to say the least. Like, you know, you get discouraged. Eric Gilbert, he's really going back home at Georgia. It didn't make sense to go to Gainesville, considering he's from Marietta. That's 70 miles away to Athens, so that made sense. And then you look at what happened with Rosenthal. Now he's at Kentucky. But then all of a sudden you're going to have, maybe you're going to lose some, but you're going to gain some. I'm kind of intrigued. You get Georgia safety, Major Burns has transferred to LSU. Then you got Clemson linebacker Mike Jones. So I don't know. I look at, you might, I'm against the transfer portal. I'm like, well, you might lose some, but you might gain some. You just got to make the best of it.
That's what Coach O said.
Yeah.
We can lose some, and we're going to gain some out of it. And I think some coaches like it better than others.
And he goes those guys. That's right. Coach O's team, he said that they're going to battle that out kind of until the very end, but he's confident. But apparently there are still 1,100 guys right now available in that transfer
portal. Man,
that's
a lot, Kate. You talking about right now, 1,100?
Right now there's 1,100 guys in that transfer portal.
That's way too much. I mean, and where those players are going to land? At this
Mike Leach said
stage.
They're all going to go work and get a big goal. That's what he told us.
Well, that's a good line, and he may be correct. Bobby?
Now, you know, Kate, when I look at, obviously you want him to have games because this is what Mr. Sankey, Greg Sankey said, less likely that all of a sudden they're going to have makeup games. You can forfeit games. Right now, six of the SEC's 14 teams have reached 80% vaccination. That's according to Greg Sankey. LSU's at 90%. So I think the teams that we look, who's going to be the best of the best, now when you're talking about health-wise, but also competition, that I truly believe you won't have games that are going to be out and out canceled. You remember LSU had to reschedule games against Alabama and Florida since the league designated two extra weeks for postponed games at the end of the season. Only two games outright canceled. Well, that ain't happening no more. You might have to forfeit. We all know what happened in College World Series, North Carolina State. But it just seems like that the teams are getting the message as far as having the vaccination rate 85%, if not even 90%. So I think we'll have the games. I don't know about the fans, but it seems like we're going to have the games.
And that's been a big topic. The first day Sankey came out, you know, he really encouraged that the SEC is backing the vaccination. But if your team is not healthy, you can't postpone. You risk having to forfeit games this upcoming season. They're not doing postponing of games anymore. And so I think that, you know, with the players, they really need to take a hard look in the mirror and think about, do they want to play or do they want to have to forfeit? And it actually was interesting because, speaking of Mike Leach, he's probably one of the most entertaining guys you ever get to interview. But a reporter today asked him, they said, well, we want to know, Mike, are you vaccinated? And, you know, and he said, well, if I was, I'm not going to tell you. And so the coaches have kind of danced around the question a little bit. Some people had asked Coach O about it. And he said, look, we can't force the guys to do it. And that is the case. That's the thing with a vaccination. You can't force anyone to go get it. But I think if you're not going to have a healthy team, then you can't play, you know, and so that's going to be the big thing coming into
the season. And you know, Kate, you know what catches everyone's attention? And Christian, you, the baseball fan and player and coach and all, whatever, because you know how much you appreciate college baseball. Think what happened to North Carolina State.
Yep.
Was that a burst
awful.
In the bubble?
Awful.
It was awful. So, okay, I think coaches could tell players, we're in a position.
They're
going to
show them that.
Yes.
Look what happened to them. We don't want to be like that.
Sure. That's a great example. That we don't want to be in that situation.
Everybody has an example, and that's the one every college coach we'll throw that
Come
card
on.
Down.
We have so much to gain, have a truly special season, even though it was outstanding, but we had a chance to be a champion, to be a champion like Mississippi State, but we never had the opportunity. Why? Because of COVID. So they ain't going to use that as an example for sure.
Kate, one of the things we're going to let you go after this, but the buzz now and from people I've talked to is that if Georgia doesn't win it this year, they will never have a better opportunity. You have a veteran quarterback and a real good one in JT Daniels. That running game is there. Their offensive line is always good. Their defense is stout. They are double-digit favorites in every game but the opener against Clemson.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen at wide receiver because Pickens goes down with the injury. But was the buzz there, hey, for Georgia, and every year we sort of hear it, hey, this might be the year Georgia can beat Alabama.
Bring back Herschel Walker.
Yeah, and get another national championship. You were so close a couple years back. Was there a lot of talk there that, man, for Kirby Smart, who's been a really good coach, he's got to jump the ditch. He's got to win, and this year with that veteran quarterback, he's got to make it happen.
Well, I think with Georgia fans, it's a big deal. But I think, you know, all around here, especially at SEC Media Days, you know, I don't personally know if it's their year. I saw something interesting. It's, someone called it AS, after Saban. But Kirby just needs to get comfortable that his time's probably not going to come until after Saban finishes coaching.
Well, he might be there quite a while be there quite a while.
That's right. But you know what? He has definitely dominated the transfer portal.
He sure has.
This year, and like you said, his defense is stacked. He's got JT Daniels. I mean, he's got all the moving parts that he needs to make it happen. We've just got to see, is it actually going to happen? I'll tell you one team that I was actually surprisingly impressed with was Kentucky. You know, they have, and I don't know what we're going to see. But I'll tell you, and the reason they've gone through a lot of adversity this last year, like everyone has, but they lost one of their O-line coaches and a few different things. But just to kind of see the passion from their coach and their players was really inspiring. And I was impressed with them. And then I'll tell you who had the most swag. Lane Kiffin and everyone with Ole Miss coming out.
No shock there.
They were dripping in the swag and looking fresh. And hey, they definitely made a statement when they got here to SEC Media Days.
Well, Kate, when I look at Kentucky, you better be ready to play or you can get embarrassed because that's the ultimate trap game. It could be a trap game for a number of teams, but let me tell you where the Georgia Bulldogs are at. It might be there. You know why it might be there here? Because it's almost, I guess it's a decade later. Look at the Milwaukee Bucks just won a championship. it's kind of like that with the Georgia Bulldogs and Herschel Walker since 1980. So they might be due. I mean, when you consider, you know, you go 40, 50 years, you think, come on, we should eventually turn this around. There's too much talent, Georgia, Florida, and all, and the resources that Georgia have. Right here, how they lost in overtime to Alabama.
I mean, still don't get that.
Yeah, Mike. You want to talk about a choke job.
That was a major choke.
That was a choke job, how they lost, and look at the receiver that beat him.
Devontae Smith.
Right Kate, here from
Amite High Amite, School.
Yeah.
Kate, we got to run. Thank you so much for the
thank
time.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Big. Thank you.
Kate Adams, sideline reporter for Cox. Some sad news coming out of Florida State. We'll talk about that next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.